Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Steal the Show. Today we are doing a quick episode. I'm Sam, as always, with my co-host.
Steal, not co-host, host, also.
Co-host because he has one less than me. I'm the true host, the true
me.
God of this show. And let's get it right underway, Steal. I have a trailer that I'd like to talk about first.
Okay, well, before we do that, let's say that this is going to be mostly trailer episode. I think this is a big trailer week, so be ready for that.
And we also have our thoughts on some movies that we saw a long time ago that I just happened to see this weekend.
Yeah. So we're catching up on 2018 stuff. What's your first trailer?
Brightburn.
Ooh, Brightburn. That's a good one.
Looks like a superhero movie, or looks exactly like Man of Steel. They know what they're doing here. But you know what?
What?
What would happen if Clark Kent didn't grow up with, you know, good morals or, you know, a good upbringing?
That, I don't know. But Brightburn seems to have the answers.
It does. And it looks very interesting, and I actually think it looks terrifying as well.
Yeah, I don't that terrified by it. I was actually expecting more of a horror angle. But that being said, as a first sort of teaser trailer, it's very interesting. It's sort of kid Clark Kent, except he's messed up. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily his upbringing. From what I saw, it seemed to be that he just had these like weird alien killing instincts, which is really an interesting take on the Superman mythos.
Yeah.
Oh, also, it's just not affiliated with Superman at all, though. Should probably mention
I see that. A lawsuit coming, though.
Yeah, it's a Sony property. Produced by James Gunn. Good on him.
That means nothing. Producer means nothing.
No, it doesn't, but, you know, that's how they're advertising it.
Next trailer, Captain Marvel Trailer 2.
Woo! It's all right. It's fine, I guess.
It's fine. It's the same of what we've seen before.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of a bland trailer. It's structured very similar to most superhero origin trailers.
Yeah, I'm not super excited for the movie overall because of another trailer that came out.
Yeah, I do feel like the Captain Marvel movie should be better than the trailers. Like, it looks like there's good stuff in there, and the trailers are just sort of highlighting the very samey origin stuff. It's like Iron Man and Doctor Strange all over again, except in space.
I'm thinking the trailers are leading us astray, and I feel like there's a big twist coming.
Right.
But
I hope so, because they're not the most interesting of trailers.
You know what other trailer was interesting, though?
What?
Avengers, baby!
Woo! Yeah.
I did a one-minute reaction on the Avengers trailer. 1 minute-ish, of course.
Right. Everybody and their mom right saw this trailer. This is the most viewed trailer of all time, I believe.
You gotta love that.
It might be like the most viewed video in 24 hours, something like that.
I love that.
Yeah, and this is a good trailer. And I don't mean good, whereas like the Infinity War trailers were incredibly hype and they got you really pumped for the movie. This one doesn't really do that, but I really like that. It's a lot more reserved and it's sad. And it's just building up, I think, a lot of the tone, not really showing any of the action yet, which I think will make going to the movie a better experience, not knowing as much.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that aspect of it. I also enjoyed how they kept the tone, you know, somber. Oh,
right.
We're depressed and stuff. But then at the end, Ant-Man is like, hey, what's up, baby? Can you buzz me in? Like those good vibes he's buzzing in.
Heck yeah. Ant-Man is the best of vibes character, and I'm hoping that this movie will be darker than Infinity War, and Infinity War was pretty dark, but also Infinity War did have a lot of lighthearted moments, which it looks like this one should have too, especially with Ant-Man, and especially like time travel is usually a pretty lighthearted sort of thing, so once that gets going, if that's what's going, I'm assuming it is, and that should be a lot of fun.
It should be very much fun. You know what else is fun?
What?
I don't know what trailer is next.
Giant monsters smashing into each other. That's always fun.
I haven't seen Godzilla. How was the trailer, though?
You should watch it. It's pretty good. It's not... this is the reverse of that Avengers trailer. This trailer is showcasing the monsters, the action, the style. And this movie looks like... We haven't had a good end-of-the-world movie, I think, in quite a while. Unless you count Infinity War, which I really not wouldn't. But this looks good. It looks like the world is sort of ending because of these monsters fighting, but like that's not the focus. Whereas a lot of end of the world movies is like, oh, we got to go stop this machine, or we gotta go get cities blow up. This one's gonna be like monsters are smashing into each other, and cities happen to be blowing up. They also leave it very, very vague as to which monsters are good and evil. You know, yeah. We know there's three new monsters. Well, not new for, but they're new for this franchise. King Ghidorah, Mothra, and Rodan. And the only one that is clearly a bad guy is King Ghidorah. He faces off with Godzilla a little bit in this trailer. And let me just say, the monster designs look so good. You see them a lot more clearly. But the other two monsters, we don't really know whose side they're on. So there's still a lot that I don't actually know about this movie.
There's a lot we know and a lot we don't. But what I do know is that it looks like to have a lot more fun than the original Godzilla movie. It reminds me a lot of the Pacific Rim sort of aspect, where they're going for those big kaiju fights, but they're going for more of a sort of fun aspect to it.
Right. It does look like Pacific Rim, too. A lot of it takes place at night, and King Ghidorah being a lightning monster, you get that yellow lightning contrasted with the blue on Godzilla, and it's got that neon Guillermo del Toro look to it, which I really dig.
It's very true, very true.
Yeah.
You know what else I dig?
The movie you saw.
The movie I saw, Isle of Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw this when it came out, like a normal human being, you know? And, yeah, this movie's awesome.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love Wes Anderson's work. Usually, I like Steve Zusi. I like Moonrise Kingdom. And I like his other Fantastic Fox movie.
Right.
This is his second endeavor into, like, the sort of claymation animation style. I really enjoyed it. I wasn't really in it at the beginning, but I really found myself invested at the end for a family political drama comedy thing.
Right.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of genres at once. I like how it really blends everything. I think my favorite aspect of it was the pacing. It really doesn't let up at all
in the
movie. It's a nuts.
I really like how you can tell Wes Anderson had a real appreciation for the Japanese culture, because you see a lot of that at play here.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie looks amazing, and I'm actually going to be very, very upset if either this... Okay, if Spider-Verse is good, this is different, but not considering Spider-Verse because we haven't seen it, if this doesn't win the Oscar for Best Animated Feature, we have to riot.
I don't even know if it's nominated.
I don't think they've released the nominations yet. I think it should be.
Golden Globes, it's not.
It's not? Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's actually fake. Sure. I mean... Obviously, it deserves it. It's like Incredibles wins. Oof. All the voice acting, really good too. Like, there's a whole ton of famous people in this.
Oh yeah, gotta love Bill Murray. Did you hear the rumor?
Yeah, did you hear the rumor? That's such a great... The running jokes are really good too. The sneezing.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. This was one of my favorites from the year.
Yeah, I'd definitely give it like an 8.5 out of 10 or something. 8.5 abandoned dogs on an island out of 10.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. I'm going to give it a 9 abandoned dogs out of 10.
Ooh!
And I would like to watch it again, because I feel like that rating could even go up on a rewatch. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about another movie you saw this weekend? We both kind of saw it, but you can start it out.
All right, well, we saw Sorry to Bother You. And I'm kind of in my, like, winding down, catching up on 2018 movies phase, and I haven't had a chance to see that many that I want to catch up on, but that was, like, top one, because I felt like that one was the one that was the most likely to be something, like, special, you know? Yeah. And I'm going to say it was. It was,
I'm going to say it's something.
It's something for sure. This is, we shouldn't talk too much about this, because I think you have to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about it a lot. I didn't, like... My roommate asked me what I would rate it right after I watched it, and I was like, buddy, I can't do that yet.
See, like, that's what I said. You were like, damn, what's your thoughts? What's your review? And I'm like, I gotta really think about this more.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I thought about it a lot. I know I figured out what the main theme was, and that helps me understand, I think, some of the weirder aspects and why they did that. And
yep.
I think I started to appreciate it more after that. It is very jarring. I think the acting is great in it. What do you think?
I agree with most all of your points. For me especially, I felt like the acting was superb. I felt like the story tones and beats sort of this more obscure or this more obscure take on real life. I really enjoyed that aspect of it. A lot of the coloring and color palettes in this, sort of the shots too. I love those. I love me a dolly shot, and I know it was in there.
Right. I felt like every shot in this movie was hiding some hidden meaning.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that with the themes going on in the background. But the part where it falters for me, I love the first two halves. The third part just kind of didn't feel kind of in place there. I felt like they focused on a little too much of the weird aspect. Right. I would have appreciated if it was more in the background and they brought attention to it.
Right.
But yeah, definitely the third act for me kind of faltered it a little bit. But definitely a very enjoyable movie.
Yeah, and I think I understand why the third act is so out there. I think it's so that the theme kind of sticks with you better.
Yeah, I told you why it was like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's not a forgettable movie at all, and it's really because of that third act. But it is very strange, and it's a tonal shift. And
Yeah, I totally agree. I'd give it I'd probably give it 7 white voices out of 10.
That's right. That was that was one of the best gags. I'm going to give it 7 colas to the head out of 10.
That's also a good rating.
Guess we felt exactly the same about it.
I guess I would totally watch it again. I don't know if I'd really watch it again. I found it enjoyable. I think if it was on TV, I'd, you know, take a few looks, not like a concentrated watch, but definitely something I'd like to throw on in the background.
That's fair. I would scoop it from a $5 bin.
I'd scoop it from a $5 bin as well.
All right. Sweet. So what else we got? Anything?
We got, I haven't seen, I saw a lot of other movies, but we'll get into that in general, because I'll just do 1-minute reviews on the channel. But
sounds good.
Let's see. Box office, baby!
Woo! All right. Number five.
Is this week.
Yeah? Number five.
Number five. Grinch.
No.
What is it?
Bohemian Rhapsody. This top five is very, very similar.
Okay. Four. Grinch.
Nope.
Come Fantastic on! What is it?
Fantastic Beasts.
I forgot that even existed.
Yeah, you forgot last time, too. All right, three.
Grinch.
Nope.
God!
You're getting what is there. It? Three is Creed.
Come on!
Two.
Grinch.
Yes, the Grinch.
Yes! Yeah, it wins it all! Yes! We're back, baby! All
right, and number one?
I don't know what movie came out this week. Is it new?
It's not new.
Is it Wreck-It Ralph 2?
Yep.
How the heck?
Yeah, I think it doesn't. I don't actually see anything new on here.
Yeah, watch next week. I'm never next week or in 2 weeks. I'm not gonna guess it at all.
Yeah,
but there's a bunch of movies coming out. There's Spider-Man. There's Bumblebee. There's Aquaman.
You could next week though, because next week's only I think Spider-Man and Mortal Engines. So,
I'm not seeing Mortal Engines, but I'm seeing Spider-Man.
Mortal Engines might be a hard one to guess, but yeah, I'm going to have to wait a little bit to see Spider-Man, so we'll just get your review next week.
Well, I'm going to rub it in your face.
That's terrible.
Guess what, Steele? I'm actually paying for the movie, probably.
Yeah?
Because nobody I know works there anymore.
That's rough. I mean, it's probably worth it.
I mean, I'd like to support this.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Trust me, $5, that's nothing.
Yeah, $5 for the best movie ever. Knocking on wood currently.
Ooh.
Because I really want it to be the best movie ever.
I would like that as well. And you know what else I'd like, Steele?
What?
It's the end of the episode.
Okay. That wasn't a very smooth segue. I can do that better. Okay.
Yeah, do about hang out. Okay. Knocking on wood. Hoping that Spider-Man is good.
Yeah. And you know what else that would be good?
What would that be, Steel?
If all of our listeners gave us a follow on Spotify or Apple
Podcasts,
give us a favorite on Anchor, give us some applause. Apparently you can send people messages on Anchor, so that's cool. You should do that. We'll, like, read them if you do that. Or listen to them. I think they're audio. Anyways,
yeah,
we have the YouTube channel, Steel the Show. Sam does one-minute reviews. Sometimes, infrequently, I upload some of these pod snippets. And
wow, you're really doing a great job producing channel content.
Yeah, boy. I'm busy producing podcast content.
It's nothing.
And we wrote a movie that we might make, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, Sundance, you watch out.
Hell, heck yeah.
Okay.
That should be it.
So, that should be it.
And remember,
Steal the Show.
Steal the Show. Woo!